The Small Penis Humiliation Slave Story. I pressed the big green enter button and waited. It rang for what seemed like an eternity before it was answered by my mistress. She was smiling when her face popped up on the screen, but as soon as she saw it was me, her smile vanished and was replaced with a disappointed sigh and a look, which was a mixture of disgust and annoyance. "Good evening, mistress," I said respectfully. "What do you want?" came back the sharp-tongued reply. "I came to serve you, mistress. I live to serve you," I answered. Mistress cannot stand the sight of me. She's told me many, many times in the past that the sight of me makes her feel sick and turns her stomach. She's made it very clear to me a lot in the past that the only reason she even accepts me into her live chat rooms or to her live sessions is that she charges me a fortune for her time. She says she may even force me into a chastity device if she can get one to fit. And she laughs, makes me feel so pathetic. She's a pretty nasty, acid-tongued woman, and I feel her verbal assaults during every session. I accept them because it's the only way I can get any attention from her. If I do not accept the verbal degradation, then she'll have no use for me and I will never see her again. Her most favourite thing to do to me is subject me to some pretty extreme small penis humiliation, which she's really, really good at, making harsher and harsher every single time, measuring that tiny useless little pecker dick. Just when I think she said the cruelest and most hurtful things imaginable, the next time she is verbally berating me, she comes out with something even more stinging. "Well, I'm feeling a bit pissed off today. I could do with a stress relief toy, so I suppose you'll do. In you come." I gulp. If she was already in a bad mood, then it did not bode well for me. She ordered me to stand against the far wall with my legs apart and my hands on my head. I did so, and she sat staring at me. So small and pathetic. "My tits will squash your little penis. You only have a 2-inch cock." And you know, she loves to focus on it, as she knows it prevents me getting laid by beautiful women. Even escorts will not have sex with me. And even wanking takes an extra special effort, since two fingers are almost too much for it. Never mind a whole fist. As I stood there nervously waiting to see what she would do, I looked at her and she was wearing a skin-tight rubber dress with thigh-high boots and her hair was hanging down by her face. As a perfect size 10, she looked utterly gorgeous, every guy's dream woman, but the type of woman I could never get. "They had pictures of little losers like me on their website," she told me. She's way, way out of my league, as I'm cursed with a tiny little dick that could never satisfy a girl like her. Looking at her amazing body and the way the rubber clung to it perfectly and pushed her perfect breasts out, I felt my cock starting to stir. Oh no, I'm getting erect. I tried desperately to make it stay soft, but she was bending and stretching and I was horny, so it was hard and erect in no time. When she saw it, her face contorted in disgust. "What the fuck is that? It looks like an oversized clit. I've seen baby carrots bigger than that." Her words stung like a whip. I'm painfully aware that even if I ever did get a woman to sleep with me, the first time she saw my tiny cock, she would piss herself laughing and walk away, probably to go and tell all her friends. Mistress looked at me. She asked how big it actually is. And when I told her 2 inches soft and 3 hard, she looked at me with a smirk and said she had an idea. Oh no, those words are never good. I'm going to be laughing at your little pin dick. For the next half hour, she made me measure my cock against a lighter, a baby carrot, a toothpick, my pinky, a battery, and a biro lid, and a can ring pull almost other things. She was cackling and laughing to herself as I stood there with my pathetic little hard on sticking out like a nub and no bigger than a dimple, and measured against all these objects. My cheeks were burning as I held them up close to the cam and showed her just how small and deformed my cock actually was. It was erect the whole time, yet it was still dwarfed by all those small objects. Everything was bigger than my dick. Tiny dick alert, beware girls of a little baby penis. After this humiliation, she made me come closer and ask me softly if I would like to have sex with her. I was actually taken aback and shocked, but I managed to stammer out a reply, "Yes, mistress, I'd like that very much," she smirked and yelled. "Well, tough. Women like me never have sex with small dick losers like you. A pathetic little stub like that would never penetrate the pussy of a superior female, and no powerful woman in the world would even think about being willing to sleep with you." Her words stung like a thousand bees. I knew gorgeous women ignored me and rolled their eyes when I approached them, but to hear it from the most beautiful woman I have ever seen made tears form in my eyes. "Oh my God, are you crying?" I tried to hide it, but she had me on the ropes and she went for the jugular. She told me quite candidly, while swinging on her chair, that my tiny little pecker was absolutely useless and I should have been born a girl. "She may make you suck a tranny cock," she said. The two-inch joke, little wanker, measuring his useless, pathetic willy. When she grew bored of tormenting and insulting me, she simply told me to piss off, and my small dick humiliation was over. My lip was trembling as she leaned into me and said in a low voice, "I'm off to fuck a real man with a proper sized dick. He gets to fuck me, while the best you get is to jerk off." And with that, she was gone, leaving me and my useless little penis standing in the quiet.